This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, well, they know a lot of the words. And then you want to know what something that happened last week that was so funny is there was a point where I got up and I start doing the dishes.
Yeah.
And of course, I took over the thing and I said, you know, hey, thing, play Slayer. And so Slayer comes on and my wife starts banging her head and they're in the living room. And then she starts running in a circle to slam dance and she starts knocking the kid over into the couch and they're slam dancing. And they're like, they actually start having fun and keep it going the whole, I want to say for like 5 minutes, they slam danced each other there in the living room.
What could be more fun than that?
Incredible.
I'm surprised you don't smash all the dishes and just say, the hell with it. I'm going to slam dance too.
I was like, what
start
am I seeing right now?
Start frisbeeing dishes across the room.
The dog's jumping into the game. Both kids are getting bumped by my wife's butt.
What's that dog doing? Are they everyone getting along with the dog? Dog happy?
We love the dog's dog? Great. Yes.
Yeah. Fitting right into the family?
I don't want to say anything, but right now, it's been a long time since anything bad has happened to our carpet.
On the rare end. Now, would you be willing to respirate the dog as well?
No. Sorry, the dog dies.
So you let the dog die.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. No, the dog's not getting saved that way anyway.
Mm. Well, but the kids are right there and they're crying. I mean, they really want their dog.
To the mouth thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really want the dog.
But no, I'm not. Mm-mm. But you, dog. I'm saving. Stop fighting me.
You don't have to.
Lucky.
Just I say save the dog. Forget
Sarah.
That.
Save the dog. Do
yourself a favor. It'll be happier at your house if the dog is there. We have another big announcement coming up at 9 o'clock, you guys. And I would argue it's just as good, if not, but it's a fantastic announcement.
Wow.
I know. I'm really, really excited about it. What time is it? 8? All right. I'm just wondering. Just wondering what time it is. I'm sure I have I do. Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Oh my God, you guys. So I just posted something. I was so psyched. I typed into the sticker thing on.
It looks so cool. Your post.
I put up this post for the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. It's on my story. And I typed, I'm like, oh, let's see if there's an Odyssey sticker. Oh yeah, there is. And there's multiple choices. I found an Odyssey sticker to put up there.
Nice, Sarah.
Way
it
to
looks
go,
good.
Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, people. It's on Odyssey. Odyssey.
Odyssey.
And, you know, the Odyssey app is free. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but you can...
It's free.
Free. Yeah. Odyssey free.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Right? How great does that look? I'm like, oh, my God. We got an Odyssey app. This is amazing.
I'll check it out, too.
So, the Odyssey app is where you can listen to this show live. You can stream us all morning long. You can find all our podcasts on there. We do full show podcasts. Plus now, The Secret Show is back. You can subscribe to it there, too. You should subscribe because then it'll drop right into your little Odyssey inbox. Get the Odyssey app. Catch full podcast, Secret Show, all the stuff, all the announcements. You never miss a thing. Odyssey. Blah, blah, blah. This is the second time Pokemon's coming up on the show today. Pokemon, people. 25 years of Pokemon. Pokemon 25, the album, will arrive this fall via Capitol Records. And Katy Perry's on it with a brand new song with Pikachu. She's got a whole movie. Well, it's a video, but it's kind of like a movie where she and Pikachu are joined forces to help this one young lady out, try to get her turn her on to the talent contest that's coming up. Here is Electric. I know you feel- Oh, there she is. It's Pikachu. There's Pikachus all over the place. Catch them all. Katie?
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. A big step, but you're not alone. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's trying to help that young girl out, get her into the talent contest.
Great.
See, there she is hiding with Pikachu, and she's going to set it
That's
all up.
That's her?
That's Katie. No, not that one. The other one is Katie. Mm-hmm. The one, the other
There's
one,
an
the
actress
one crouching
there playing
down.
Her young self or something.
Yeah, it's young Katy Perry.
All right.
She actually they did a good job picking someone who looks like young Katy Perry.
Yeah, that, well, mm-hmm. they certainly confused me.
Yeah. And people are putting pineapples and mangoes into her guitar case to pay her for... Maybe those are ways you can tempt a monster.
I'll put this video up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's nice to know that Pikachu's 25 years old. I guess you can know that. I got some Jonas Brothers news. Mm. Nick Jonas was... I know. You excited? Jonas Brothers news? I know how you're such a big fan.
From that to this. Okay, let's what's next?
Well, you can't have a perfect segue for everything.
No, I know. What Jonas Brothers? Okay.
Sure. Oh, people love the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
yeah.
cute. Which one's cutest? Which one's the cutest one?
Nick.
You're
Nick.
The only one.
Nick.
Oh,
knows
Nick. I meant
oh,
to say
he's
Nick.
Joe. Okay.
Is there
Joe.
A Joe?
Yeah, there's
Joe.
Okay.
I
actually think Joe's the cutest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I think it's Nick.
Well, he's beefy. I mean, he's really pumped up these days.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. really has.
I don't know what he's doing, but and they're being very secretive about this, but he's been injured and hospitalized. He was injured late Saturday night filming a new show, they say. He was on set and something happened. This is the info we're getting from TMZ. He was on the set of an unknown show. Something happened. They would not disclose the nature of the accident or the injury, but it was serious enough that he was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital.
Oh,
and I guess when
serious.
Nick Jonas showed up at the hospital, word got out because people were like, oh my God, is that Nick Jonas? Oh my God. I get to do stuff to Nick Jonas. I mean, medical stuff, of course. Nothing. I'm not going to like.
Get to poke him.
I'm going to try and ventilate him the new way. Anyway,
you love it. See, you fought it, but you love it.
I know. It's hilariously perfect for this show. I will continue to insist you don't need to resuscitate me. I have a DNR clause. Don't do it. You're in violation.
I'm saving your life. Stop crawling away.
I'm going to sue you. I'm fine. I can crawl. Leave me be.
I'm going to sue you.
It's fine. Sources say, according to TMZ, that as of Sunday night, Nick was home, so not that bad of an injury, and he will appear as scheduled tonight on The Voice. Then they go on to detail past injuries that he's had. Does anyone care? No. Mm. We want info on this new injury, mm-hmm. TMZ, but it's nice that you're telling us he had a hand injury one time in 2018. You know, one time I cut myself, opening up an avocado. Does anyone want to know about that? No. Oh, here he is with his hand injury.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. It's big news, people. You don't want any blood letting out of the Jonas Brothers. Speaking of Jonas Brothers, Joe Jonas... He's got a new endorsement campaign running, and it's adorable. Can you play this ad for everyone? This is for the summer's forecast. This is him as a weather forecaster and soap opera star.
I don't care what my brothers think.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome to the Tanqueray Sevilla Orange Weather Report. The news is in, folks, and it looks like sunshine in a glass is sweeping the nation. Be on the lookout for Tanqueray Sevilla Orange scattered in your area.
And then it proceeds to the party where everyone's got the Tanqueray.
Are we talking about orange gin? From the
west. That's what it sounds like.
Ugh.
I know. Awful. Pine trees and orange. What could be better? Oh,
yuck.
Look. Look at how refreshing that looks.
Delicious flavors will be picking up well into the afternoon and evening.
You know what, though? I never developed a taste for gin, so maybe there's got to be people who love it.
I actually really like gin. It just it turns me into the angriest drunk you've ever met. So I stay away from it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to post that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because it's actually really cute. He's on like this old-fashioned TV and he's in an old-fashioned soap opera. And what will my brothers think? Oh. Adorable. SNL. This past weekend.
Olivia Rodrigo. Did you guys see her?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, and I'm not the only one. Lowest ratings ever. Lowest ratings ever. I can't. Yeah. I find it really hard to believe that Olivia Rodrigo was not a draw.
Why? That song is so slow, and it's for old. The show's for older people. They're not. The kids aren't like running. They can watch YouTube for that.
Right.
They're saying these are the lowest ratings ever, 3.5 million total. And, you know, I guess they let it go 2 days, right? So if people watch it, like I always watch it on Monday. And who was the host? Was it Keenan?
Yeah.
I
can't think of his name.
Keegan-Michael Key.
But you know what? I stayed away from all of the bits, and I just watched the news and Olivia Rodrigo.
She sang Driver's License. Mm-hmm. It had no sales bounce on iTunes. She's pretty. She delivers the material well. And they're saying no one cared. The answer was no one cared.
Even the skits are on YouTube after the fact, you know, and her performance. So if people are interested in that, they can watch it on demand whenever they want.
That is true. If you just want to see it, there it is.
Mm-hmm. And I'll show it to you right now if you want.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Easy. It's right there. Today I drove through the show. How could I ever love someone? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. Sounds great.
Yeah,
she's sitting on
good.
Piano.
She looked great. It was super boring, but you know, I mean, if you're into that, then score.
Mm-hmm. I love her music. And I'll watch it on YouTube. When it's convenient for me.
You're watching it now. I don't think you...
Right.
Was there any question of her lip syncing?
No, I didn't think so.
She is pitch perfect there. Sounds so good.
Oh, you think she's lip syncing?
No, I don't. She sounds pretty damn perfect.
I mean, one of the things...
Oh my God, she looks like she's on American Idol right now. They've got like the... All the screens going around her.
She barely moves.
Where it says
so,
red lights, so she has to turn the red lights on, you know?
In terms of her hitting her notes, she's barely moving. Yeah. She doesn't
She's
do
certainly
much.
Concentrating on that. Yeah, she did just do a spin. That was very... she stepped away, did a little twirl, came back.
I definitely, as I watched it, I thought, I don't know her history, but the pressure was on for her, and she did well in that respect. She remembered her words and got the song done well. But I guess she's a television star in her own, before this record even came out. So she's
What's
done
the
right
show
done.
She was on again?
Oh, Nikki watches it. Nikki, go ahead.
Nikki, what was
High
the show?
High School Musical. The musical, the series. No, you
the series.
Yes,
the musical, the play.
Show,
the
movie. High School Musical. The musical. The series. There we
the
go.
The movie part
on
two.
Disney Plus. I don't know why I'm promoting it like I'm on the show.
well,
no.
Get it right, people.
Season 2 is out
where
now.
To find it.
Next week finishes the season with Anya Taylor-Joy. That's the chick from The Queen's
I'll
Gambit.
I'll check her out.
Me too, I know.
On YouTube and, after the fact.
No, I'll watch it. Probably not in real time. Probably on Sunday. I had 10 chances to press play on that yesterday. I was like, I'll do it in a bit. I don't feel like it. The Handmaid's Tale. Oh. Time for bed. Oh,
right.
Well. Lil Nas X is the musical guest. This will be a good
he's
show.
Fun.
Yeah, so we'll see if the ratings do any better. But they're actually saying they cratered this past Saturday. Oh my goodness! I had no idea how late it was. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
How do you break up with a friend? And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy. Celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.